Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CamLand podcast powered by Webcam Startup and WCSU News. I'm Ari Saunders, and I will be delivering your news today. This is podcast episode 147. If you would like to follow along with me, you can head over to WCSUnews.com and click on episode 147. If you can't do that for whatever reason, there will also be a link tree in the description or title or wherever on what you're watching that will link you to all of the articles that we are discussing today. So this is your news for the last week. I got through that intro so good without messing up. And then I was just talking about foot fetishes and I said my feet. Okay. Take two. My free cam suffered a major security breach. They were the victim of a security breach and the data stolen was available for sale. According to a report on cybernews.com, login details for over 2 million user accounts were included in the hack, and they were found being offered for sale for $1,500 per 10,000 accounts. Email addresses, usernames, and passwords were available in plain text as well as token balances. I Want Clips is having a Valentine's Day clip promotion from the 1st to the 14th of February. There will be a special promo page with a graphic link on the main I Want Clips homepage to promote featured videos and studios that participate. All clips must have a clear Valentine's Day theme. Performers can upload videos now to be included in the featured section, which will be launching on February 1st. The 2021 AVN Award winners have been announced. They were presented by MyFreeCams. It is their 38th annual event show, and it was celebrating outstanding achievements in content creation, movie production, pleasure products, retail, and web and tech in more than 120 categories. This year, the show is held virtually on January 23rd. Twitter has suspended some cam site and clip site accounts. Performers and other industry members have noticed a number of adult company accounts going dark over the past 2 to 3 weeks, including both of Clips for Sale's accounts, one of StreamAid's accounts, as well as XCams, BongaCams, Model Centro, and VisitX. There's been a lot of controversy about this on Twitter itself. Some people are claiming this is due to the inevitable crackdown on porn accounts. Some people are claiming it's because they took too much spam content and were posting stuff like that, so with pornographic links or too much link content, not enough organic content that wasn't sexual in nature. Whatever the reason may be, this is a great time to do an audit of your Twitter account and, you know, go through, make sure that you are not just overfilling your feed with like things that could be perceived as spam, so not just links, and try to post some organic content so you look like a real person. Some people are also going through and removing nudity because they are thinking that Twitter will be eventually banning nudity due to a lawsuit that they're currently facing. But either way, just go through, audit, and be prepared for whatever happens. This is a good time to set up your own performer website, get an email newsletter going, something like that. Night Flirt will be purging all teen content that doesn't have ages listed. They're already known for having some pretty restrictive content rules, but they are cracking down on performers who use the term teen in their profile or content listings. Gosh, without specifying that they're 18 or 19 years old. If they want to continue to use the word teen, they need to have the text clarify that the teen question is 18 or older. Crush has added a hashtag search feature. Models can add hashtags to their photos and videos, which will be used by members to search for performers and content that they think they would like. Pornhub is launching a sextainable charity promotion. It is a sextainable joy channel for the fundraiser, featuring videos from performers including Asa Akira, Kira Noir, Psy, Jane Lilith, Princess Haze, Z Bellringer, oh my god, I can't talk, Karina Kova, Little Puck, Kenny Gold, and Handsome Ben. Every time a video on the channel is watched in the next 30 days, Pornhub will donate 10 cents to 2030 or bust. Inked Cam Girl has launched. We already talked about it, I believe, in our last podcast, but we did get a PR up about their launch. It's definitely something worth checking out if you are an alternative performer or a customer interested in alternative models. The T's fan voting is now open. It closes on February 2nd. It is the Transgender Erotica Awards. Voting is underway, so go vote. The BIPOC AIC has launched Black, Brown, and Blue, an erotic film festival. Their submissions are currently open, and the online film festival will center around artistic vision and voices of people of color while exploring their experiences and relationships with eroticism and sexuality. The final festival lineup will be announced on February 17th, and the festival itself will take place from February 27th to March 1st. Submissions are now open, and they close on February 10th at midnight Eastern Time. ManyVids has introduced MV Live Takeover Promotions. It's giving its MV Live camming feature a boost with the new MV Live Takeover Promotion. Each week, ManyVids will select 3 MV stars to receive special promotion for a live 2-hour show. The models chosen will receive a pop-up on ManyVids during their 2-hour time slot. I don't know why they're saying it's introduced. This is already a thing. This was a thing. It's not anymore, but it was when MV Live first came and then they killed it and now it's back. I Want Clips has updated their messaging features. It pertains to mass and group messages, and they just made some upgrades to make things more user-friendly. Banned content rule changes. Banks have been reviewing the merchant accounts of user-generated content sites, and unfortunately, some sites have not been clear in communicating some of these changes to models. Additionally, sites that do not communicate their new content rules often do so in a vague and confusing way. So we go in depth a bit about some of the sites that have made changes. We cover ManyVids, Clips for Sale, and Night Flirt, and you can read about the changes over on that blog post. It's a great piece done by Katie Churchill, and she picks apart some of the things that 3 sites have done recently and kind of questions where is the line with banned content and content restrictions. And last but not least, a how-to guide for performers creating small penis encouragement SPE fetish content. It is a video done by the wonderful Katie Churchill going over small penis encouragement, including how to incorporate it with small penis humiliation, vanilla clips, and jerk-off instruction. And that is all for this week's episode of the Camland Podcast. Make sure that you check out the WCSE webinar when it goes up on the 1st. Unfortunately, the WCSC webinar will no longer be live. It will be pre-recorded, but it will come to you at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, as it usually would live, but it'll just be uploaded at that time. So you can check it out, tune in then, and see all the topics that we will be discussing in the webinar. Thank you so much for tuning into the Camland Podcast, and I will see you next week.